KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. Our friend Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates on the phone with us this afternoon. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Hey, and I understand, Brian, that you were able to take a little time with your family. I hope you enjoyed that. You spent an hour with us last week, and we're so grateful. But this week, we're going to get back to doing our 10-minute investment market updates, and there's been some expectations of late. I know a month or so ago you shared with us that there were employment expectations and other things that we fell short of when the big numbers came out, and now people are expecting inflation data to just go off the chart, and that's not really happening.
Well, actually, the inflation data has been quite high. I think what's happened is people are projecting increased inflation, and what we saw with this week's numbers is the inflation is not only rising, but rising faster than expected. What is missing expectations for some investors is how the markets are responding to this new inflation news. In particular, a lot of people expect in times of high inflation that precious metal investments like gold and silver might perform well. And also people expect that in times of higher inflation that interest rates would rise, which, as you know from your experience in the lending markets, when interest rates are going up, that typically means bond prices are going down. And what we actually saw this week was the opposite. So we had alarming inflation news over the last couple of weeks, and yet gold prices are down and interest rates are down as well. So the markets are maybe not responding as investors might have expected.
Brian, I think I'm an illustration of exactly what you wanted to talk to us about today, because most of the time, and what I've always thought about is if interest rates are staying stable or dropping, that usually is an indication that the bond prices are going up. And in fact, that's not really happening because, and that's a normal thing that happens during an inflationary time. Am I wrong?
That's right. I mean, that's the expectation. I think what a lot of people are struggling with is whether or not this inflation that we're experiencing now is really here to stay. And there's some examples of maybe some signs that, long-term inflation will subside. A good example of that is inflation is basically the increased price of goods, right? And one of the biggest increased price of goods we've seen is construction materials like lumber. Well, lumber prices, the futures, so the estimated future price of lumber, went down 18% last week. So yes, we're seeing high inflation now, which is really a reflection of high inflation of the last month. So the data that was reported this week was a reflection of high inflation over the last month. But as investors look forward, they're looking at possibly prices starting to correct back down. So in fact, lumber prices, for example, they peaked out just a couple months ago. And we're actually seeing that the lumber futures for September are about half the price they were a couple of months ago. So maybe there are signs that this severe imbalance between supply and demand may be starting to correct a little bit, and maybe we overshot some of these prices that rose so quickly, and we're seeing that correct and settle back down.
Brian, one of the things that I've noticed around New Mexico, and not just in Albuquerque, but also way down in Las Cruces and up in Farmington, because I've traveled most of the state in the last 2 to 3 weeks, I'm seeing a lot of new housing construction. And that's because there's this huge demand for housing. Is there a possibility, like that happened back in mid-2000s, that there's going to end up being all these homes on the market, and then we're going to have a glut because they're kind of being built now toward the end of the housing rush?
It doesn't seem likely right now, just because we are so far behind on inventory. And what you're seeing is sort of a combination of factors where there was a short period last year where a lot of home builders stopped building, either because of state regulations that said you're not an essential business, you can't build, or maybe they had COVID outbreaks amongst their crews, so they had to stop and take a break. and maybe they've had to do that again and again as the year progressed. But also, a lot of them did it out of fear. So when we first saw that we were likely to have a recession in 2020, when the economic shutdown happened, a lot of people thought back to 2008, like what you're saying, wow, I remember what happened last time. We had this huge housing glut. As a home builder, that was not the time to take risk. So basically, home builders did not provide supply for a few months. Meanwhile, demand just kept coming because the Federal Reserve kept interest rates low and the federal government put so much money in the system that you had all this demand. So what's happened is there's almost no supply. So we can keep building at the pace we're building right now, and we will probably still not meet all of the demand by later this year or early next.
Yeah,
so
well,
eventually, yes, we could exceed the demand of the market and end up with more of a bubbly housing market. But in the short term, it seems like we're barely keeping up, and actually we're still even a little bit behind.
You know, Brian, I was listening to Money Wise, which is a program that you helped to sponsor. Compass Ministries puts that on for us, and it's heard every day on KLYT Radio. And I hear their tagline that biblical truth guides financial decisions. Is that, that's really true for the way you advise people how to invest money?
Absolutely. And in the absence of good principles and truths that we believe come from Scripture, you're going to make decisions based on emotions and fads and fear and greed. And those aren't the best ways to make decisions. So we love that we have this timeless, transcendent wisdom from Scripture that works for all people at all times, at all levels of income, so that we can lean on that consistently rather than speculate on what are interest rates going to do or what are housing prices are going to do. We can step back and look more at the big picture and say, you know, am I making big picture decisions? Are my values in line with my belief system? And am I making wise decisions? Not am I guessing right what's going to happen next in each of these small markets.
Brian, I want to ask you, you said earlier that bond yields have dropped and gold prices have declined, which are kind of contrary to some of the expectations in a market of inflation. So I guess I want to ask you about the commercials that we all hear. I noticed that in the last 2 weeks, we haven't seen a lot of people advertising invest in gold or other precious metals. Is this one of the reasons because the market is declining in that area right now?
I think they're still out there advertising because I am getting calls from clients that are asking if there's anything valid about that. What I would say about those advertisements is they always say it's a good time to buy no matter where you are in the market, because their profits come not from owning gold, but from transacting gold. So they want you to buy and sell gold no matter what the market. The biggest glut of gold advertising I ever saw was about 10 years ago when gold was hitting its peak around $2,000 an ounce, and there was a ton of advertising at that time. In hindsight, that was a horrible time to buy gold. It took 10 years to even break even on that investment. So you have to be careful. You know, these people don't have your best interest in mind, even if they're reputable dealers. And like anything, gold could be a good part of a portfolio, but own it in the right proportion for the right reasons.
And Brian, when people do hear messages, they can go to your website, which is johnmoore.com, and they can look at your insights tab for information on various topics regarding the investment markets. What's the latest and greatest on the insights tab that we can look at today?
You know, we had our webinar on the topic of widows that happened recently. That mm-hmm. video is now posted and available. Really wonderful content. So we really like posting thought leaders and experts in different topics, and that's a great example. And then we have a few of our more recent blog posts on the Insights tab, always available. And you can actually search that, or you can go back, and we've addressed the topics of inflation in the past. We've already done that this year. So it may not be the latest post, but if you scroll through that, you will find it. And actually, our most recent blog post is on the topic of inflation. So if that's something that concerns you, please feel free to visit that site, read that blog post, and see what our thoughts are.
And our friend Steve Ryman, our engineer, reminds me to make sure we tell everybody that information on johnmoore.com is absolutely free. Brian and his team put that out just to help people and provide that assistance, and we appreciate that, Brian.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining us today on ABQ Connect. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, Jim.